Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Midland, Michigan, earned a bachelor's degree in exercise science from Saginaw Valley State University. At age 12, he was 5'4 and weighed 110 pounds. 16 years later, he has not grown at all, nor aged as well. He's been on death's doorstep 3 times. His mission is to empower people in their process of remembering, experiencing, and actualizing what they are so that they can express it to inspire a greater whole. His name, Kyle Bunnell. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Kyle Bunnell, who's 26 years old and an old soul. Kyle, welcome and honored to have you.
Hey, thank you, and I'm honored, blessed, and privileged to be here, so thank you so much for having me on.
Can you start? Give us an opening prayer.
I'd love to and absolutely be up for it. So wherever you are, just tune into the beat of your heart, listen to the rhythm, and start to feel it opening up, and may these words just reverberate through that heart and through your entire being where you are today. God, Creator, thank you so much for this day, this time, this opportunity that we get to share with each other. May the questions that Jack asks me be led from a state of purity, and may my answers stem from a state of purity and alignment as well. Thank you so much for this opportunity that we get to share with each other, and I just ask and pray that it touches the hearts and the souls of every individual who listens to this message today. So thank you for them. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Kyle Bunnell and coming. All right, Kyle, let's go back 26 years. Talk about your childhood, your mom and your dad, please.
Absolutely. Growing up, I was a very happy-go-lucky kid. I was always very heavily involved in sports. I loved football, basketball, anything with a ball. I was out there, and I just fell in love with it. My parents were great in raising me. They were very loving, cared for all of my needs, and were always very encouraging to help me to find the gifts and the talents that I had and to always go out and go make the most of them and go use them, not only for my own enjoyment, but also to help others to find their inspiration in the process.
What's the biggest thing you learned from mom? What's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
Biggest thing that I learned from mom is just to how to be loving, nurturing, and how to care for certain things. So many of us, especially men, we always have that drive and go-get-it mentality and attitude. But my mom really taught me the other side of that, which is the caring, the nurturing, all the love and passion and devotion you have to do behind the scenes to fuel your dream. And then from my dad, I really understood how to be critical and analytical, not from the negative lens, but for how to think on my feet, how to look at different perspectives to formulate my own vision and my own belief systems, which that has led me tremendously to formulating my own beliefs, my own values, and in so doing, find the person who God essentially has created me to be.
Speaking of your dreams, let's go to 2008. You're 10 years old. Kyle, what were your dreams? What were your priorities in life?
Man, I was going to be a professional athlete no matter what. I remember in 2008, I was watching the NCAA basketball tournament, and there's this player, his name was Stephen Curry. Jack, I'm not sure if you've heard of this guy before, but he played for this little no-name school called Davidson, and every game during that tournament, Stephen Curry just absolutely torched every team he played against, and he led Davidson to the Elite Eight. And when I watched him play, he inspired the heck out of me. And right then and there, I made it my life's mission to one day play professional basketball so that everybody who would watch me play would be inspired the way I was when I watched Stephen Curry play.
And he's turned out to be pretty good with the Warriors, huh?
Has he?
Arguably the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA.
Man, I must have not been following. I knew when I saw him that one day that he would turn into something awesome. But, man, has he won any NBA championships?
I think three.
Three? Has he had any MVP awards, played with anybody?
Who's the host of this show, Kyle?
My bad.
All right. A lot of great athletes. Tom Brady, et cetera, et cetera. Patrick Mahomes now. Why Steph Curry, your hero?
Well, if you recall, when he played for that little no-name school, he had no name, and all he had was this baby face. He was called the Baby Face Assassin, I think was one of his nicknames that I saw. And he was always that guy who got overlooked. I mean, the only way anybody could recognize him was, oh yeah, that guy was Del Curry's son. And at Davidson, small school, completely overlooked throughout college, he wasn't taken so highly in the NBA draft because he was considered too small and too young. Yet despite that, he overcame all those odds to reach all those accolades that you were talking about. Arguably the greatest shooter of all time, many NBA rings, and just that person who is able to impact people so much with the way he plays, but also off the court, how he's able to impact people through his message of faith.
We're talking to Kyle Bunnell. When we come back, we're going to go back to 2010. He's in the seventh grade, he's 5'4", and he's 110 pounds. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula with Kyle Bunnell. Kyle, 2010, seventh grade, 5'4", 110 pounds. 14 years later, you're 26. You're 5'4", you're 110 pounds. You haven't grown and you haven't aged. What happened?
Very good question. Don't have an answer for you. Many medical experts and specialists also don't have an answer for you. And if you were to see me today, how old do you think I am? Like if you were to just see me off the street.
12 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Most people are surprised when they hear that I can drive, but for the past many years of my life, I essentially haven't grown, haven't aged, and haven't developed. And I've been across the country seeing many endocrinologists, growth experts, growth specialists, and nobody can find an answer or a cure. And it's just been one of those great medical mysteries.
Now, at my age, I'd give you $1 million if you could tell me how to stop getting older, right? So, when did you know that you'd quit growing?
It was about that time in seventh grade, and that's when, you know, all my friends started to hit puberty, hit growth spurts. They continued to grow, and my parents thought, maybe I'm just a late bloomer. But what we didn't realize that even late bloomers continue to gradually grow, and I had essentially stopped growing, stopped gaining weight. And all of my benchmarkers for growth and development were just stagnant. And that's when my parents started to take notice and we started to see those red flags.
Okay. You then tried to train yourself, eat yourself to get bigger, stronger at age 13. What happened?
It's kind of that American story and vision. Through hard work and perseverance, you can get anything you want. So I decided to buckle down on my training. And in the summer between my seventh and eighth grade years, I was in the gym training for hours every day. I was following a basketball skills training program. I was lifting weights. I was doing plyometrics. I was running around the neighborhood. I was doing everything I could do to improve my physical body. But I also started to watch my nutrition, train my mind, make sure I was getting to bed at a good time every night. Anything that I could do to become the best athlete possible, I went after it all together. And I was hoping that this would make me able to one day reach my dreams, but it had other consequences that I could never have envisioned. And it created some more mysterious gut, gastrointestinal, and adrenal exhaustion conditions that I still face to this day.
You nearly died.
Three times throughout my life, I was almost wiped out. The first time was at the end of that summer between 7th and 8th grade, where I got completely sick, and for about a week, I couldn't eat any food without throwing it up, and my parents decided to take me to the hospital to get my vitals checked and maybe get me hooked up to some IVs. And when they did that, the doctors realized that my heart rate was in the 20s, and when they saw that, they're like, oh boy, like, that's not good for a guy this age and this demeanor. Like, we got to rush this guy down to a larger hospital to get him some more care. So that was the first time. And then I had two repeat experiences spread out about 4 years after that.
You know, if your mom and dad are listening and they heard, well, you know, my mom and dad took me to a hospital. Kyle, from age 13 to 18, your mom and dad took you to different hospitals 2-3 times every month, all over the country. They put you in front of 50 specialists throughout the country.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yes, they did. They have been across the country from north to south, east to west, seeing many experts and specialists for my lack of growth, for my gut conditions, and my adrenal exhaustion conditions. And every weekend, it seemed like, was a new road trip to a new hospital. And the consensus from all of these were, we don't know what to do, Kyle. Go check out this other guy. Go check out this other specialist. Go check out this other doctor. And it felt like playing tag with all of these. But by the time I was 18 years old, we saw that nobody had any answers. So we just left it in God's hands.
What did some of the quote-unquote experts tell you to do?
Oh boy, how deep do we want to go? There was some from, all right, you know, the first time it was, Kyle, you just got to get fat. Once we fatten you up, all your conditions will magically disappear. Your hormones will start to kick in. You'll start to grow. Your gut will start to heal itself. Everything will be great for you. So that was one of them. Another one was, Kyle, like, there's nothing wrong with you. This is all in your head. And, like, you're just thinking this. You're fine. You're healthy. You know, you're just making this all up. So that was on the two opposite ends of the spectrum and everything in between.
All right. You mentioned a couple minutes ago that you've been on death's doorstep 3 times. You're 26 years old. Kyle, when you're on death's doorstep, what's that like?
Well, I can only speak from my experience. I don't know how other people experience it, but the 3 times that I've been at my lowest and, you know, heart rate down in the 20s in the emergency room, it's surreal to say, but I've never felt more alive in my life. I know that's very cliche, but I can remember especially that first time when I was being rushed down to the bigger hospital after my heart rate was in the 20s. It was this indescribable experience where I felt like I was actually tapped into a higher power. On that ambulance ride down, I could tell you where exactly we were, where the next exit was, when we were going to get off at the next exit, and I felt like it was a complete out-of-body experience. So that was the first huge awakening during these 3 times. And then the other thing was, once I finally got out and was able to recover enough where I could go back and interact with people, it taught me how much more special and precious life was, and to make every moment count, because I am here on this planet with a purpose, and every day, every interaction I have, I want to do my best to contribute to that purpose.
We're talking to Kyle Bunnell. If you want to learn more, www.kyle, KyleBunnelle.com. You graduate from Saginaw Valley State University with a degree in exercise science in the spring of 2020. What dreams did you have in the winter of 2020?
Once my dream of being that professional basketball player went away, my new dream became to be a coach and a trainer for athletes. And throughout college, I really immersed myself in that. I was studying exercise science, and then I was minoring in psychology. I also took many courses in nutrition, all with this vision to create the complete, well-rounded athlete, doing their body, their mind, their spirit, their lifestyle. And I had also started coaching high school football and basketball teams. And after graduation, it looked like I had all these opportunities where I would be able to work with professional athletes. And it looked like this new dream of being a high-level coach and a trainer for athletes was coming into reality.
All right. For the last 4 years, you've been the head men's basketball coach at Dow High School in Midland, basketball referee, assistant football coach. When parents see you, they see a 12-year-old kid, and you're my son's head coach. How do you handle that?
Well, there are some drawbacks and then some great positives that come out of it. So last year when I was coaching a middle school team, it was funny because for some reason, we weren't starting the game on time. And as I found out, the referees didn't think that I was of age to coach. So they had to call the middle school's athletic director to confirm that, yes, I was at least 18. Yes, I was the basketball coach. And yes, that athletic director had me in a class like 10 to 15 years prior. So it's tough sometimes because referees don't necessarily take you seriously. Other coaches don't take you seriously. But I feel like I have so much more of a capacity to relate with the kids. And being able to be that light in the lives of these children and help foster their development, both in their game, but as well as for the larger game of life, being able to get to them at that deep of a level and be able to relate to them, speak their same language, so to speak, has been super empowering, I feel.
We're talking to Kyle Bunnell. When we come back, we're going to ask him, what is his life's mission? And I'm Jack Brasil, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm host Jack Brasilla. We're with Kyle Bunnell, 26 years old. He's been on death's doorstep 3 times. Kyle, what's your life's mission?
When you asked me to write my philosophy of life, I wanted to incorporate my mission within that. And I have on those first 2 lines, I seek to empower us with the faith that God is orchestrating all events to guide us to our highest potential so that we can authentically participate in that process of experiencing, remembering, and actualizing who and what we are so that we can express it to inspire a greater whole.
We met a month ago at Tony's in Birch Run where they give you the pound of bacon. Kyle can't eat any regular food. Then, you know, we had another meal recently. The thing that strikes me the most about you is you're an old soul. Have you lived multiple lives, Kyle? How? You got great insight and wisdom. How?
Well, as far as past lives, I don't know. I can't tell you that. My mind doesn't remember them, but maybe my soul does remember that. As far as what do I personally do to feel like I have this depth of wisdom. Throughout my life, it's really evolved. It started right before my medical conditions started. I read the Bible for the first time autonomously, and I decided I was going to read it from cover to cover. And that going through that goal of reading the Bible from cover to cover coincided with all of these hospital visits, and it gave me a sense of deep peace. And the more I started to read, the more I started to really dive in and journal about it. And what does it mean to me as an individual? How can I start to integrate it into the rest of my life? And now I'm to the point where I almost feel like my life is a walking, moving, prayer where I always try to receive guidance and feedback to what God is calling me to do on a moment-by-moment basis, and how can I authentically contribute that into the world around me.
All right. You're a professional speaker and very good. And you say, I help leaders who feel stuck, lost, and unfulfilled experience freedom, clarity, and purpose through inspirational speaking and teaching about life, health, and spirituality. A recent speech you've been giving is Overcoming Obstacles Through Faith.
Yes, and faith has been extremely vital to my continued expansion and evolution as a person, and just to overcome everything that I've been through, all my medical challenges, seeing my dreams as an athlete, a coach, and a trainer be taken away from me, and to always realize that through all of these events, God is orchestrating everything to guide me to my highest potential. And as long as I've continued to hold true to that conviction, that unwavering faith, I have always realized that everything that happens has only provided me with a larger platform to make a greater impact and inspiration to those around me.
You've got fantastic positive motivation, and you send out a daily one-minute motivational message. Anybody wants to hear it, www.kylebunnell.com. All right, so back in June, here was one of them. There once was a weary traveler on a long and dark road. He knew he had a mission, but had no idea where he would go. On his journey, there were many places tempting him to get off and stop, but his heart led him on. And eventually, after traversing tougher terrain and harsher conditions, his heart led him to where he always wanted to be. And it was an experience far greater than anything he could have ever foreseen. Perhaps you are that weary traveler, and you are on a long and dark road. You know you have a mission, but have no idea where you will go. On your journey, there will be many places tempting you to get off and stop, but your heart will lead you on. And eventually, after traversing tougher terrain and harsher conditions, your heart will lead you to where you always wanted to be, and it will be an experience far greater than anything you could have ever foreseen.
Yes, I create these minute motivations every weekday morning, and it's a quick little clip that I just film myself on my cell phone, and I will send it straight to your phone. And it's inspiration that comes to me on a walk. I'll go out for a walk and something will pick my curiosity, and then as I start to walk on it, this little rhyme or this little people my age like to call it a bar, but these little bars or gems just kind of come to me. And I like to speak it, and I like to refine it, and then I'll film a little quick minute motivation and send it out to you guys.
We're talking to Kyle Bunnell. At age 12, he was 5'4", weighed 110 pounds. 16 years later, he's not grown at all, and he's not aged at all. If you want to learn more, www.kylebunnell.com. Another one that you just sent out in the last week or so. When you feel like you're defeated and you've got nothing left to give is when you buckle down and find that will to live. Go beyond your sense of giving in, transcend your perceived limitation, and soar to new heights with triumph and inspiration.
Yep, that's another one that I gave, and this stems from my story of dealing with many medical conditions. And when we feel like we're defeated and we've got nothing left to give, is truly when we do buckle down and we find that will to live, that will to keep going, that will to persevere, and we overcome that sense of giving in, we transcend our perceived limitations, and then we can truly soar to new heights with triumph and inspiration.
All right, another one. Faith without action is dead. That's very true. Belief without experience takes up space in your head. Turn your thoughts into deeds and your words into speed and see how this shapes you instead.
And this is kind of a testament to where in the Bible it says, faith without works is dead. And so if we just have faith or knowledge or belief in our head, but aren't actually doing anything about it, it just takes up headspace. But when we combine our faith with actions and our beliefs with direct experiences, and we turn those words, what we say, into actual actions and do it quickly, we can eventually not only see how this impacts the world around us, but also taking that inspired action, how that shapes us on an individual level.
One more. Let's do this. I believe in you, and hopefully you trust yourself too. Look your challenge in the eye and find a way to make it through.
I think this is a huge statement that many of us need to hear, because many of us struggle with self-doubt, and oftentimes we need somebody else to believe in us before that spark inside of us ignites us. So when I did that, it's like, you know, we're in this together. Let's do this. I believe in you, and hopefully you can trust in yourself too. And so then when you look your challenge in the eye, you will find a way to make it through, as long as you take that decisive, persevering, and unwavering action.
We're talking to Kyle Bunnell, 26 years old, an old soul. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club. Developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything.
Spohom. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're with Kyle Bunnell. At age 12, he was 5'4", weighed 110 pounds. 16 years later, he's still 5'4", still weighs 110 pounds, and has not aged. Kyle, you can't eat most any regular food. Another thing that strikes me about you is you're not mad at God. Why not?
Because God is orchestrating all events to guide me to my highest potential. How can I say my dream of being an athlete was bad? Why can I be mad at that if it provided me a larger platform to make a greater impact and inspiration to those around me? Every thought and idea that I have where I think I know better is just immaturity. Because if you truly are open to the wisdom God is giving you and the direction that He has for you that is far greater than anything you could have ever imagined, who am I to say I know better? So I know that every one of these apparent roadblocks where I could get mad, fed up, and just completely angry and frustrated with everything that's going on, it's all an act of divine power guiding me in a more impactful direction.
For a very young man, you've done a magnificent job of surrendering to God. I'm not there yet. It's a work in progress every day. You truly trust God. How and why?
This is where, getting back to that minute motivation, faith without action is dead, belief without experience takes up space in your head. Turn your thoughts into deeds and your words into speed and see how this shapes you instead. Instead of just reading and having other people tell me what to think, what to believe, I've really implemented it into my own system and have had heartfelt experiences and prayers that I do daily where I feel like I am tapped into that higher power that is always protecting me, always watching over me, and is not just like this invisible guy in the sky, but an omnipotent, ever-present, infinite power source that is always around me at every single moment. And when you can truly bask and fall into that, you realize that life is a game that you cannot lose as long as you're willing to play it.
www.kylebunnell.com. If there's a listener that says, I admire you, how you've surrendered to God, you trust God, but Kyle, I can't.
It may start there. It may start there until something deeper inside of you tells you that you can. And there's no point in necessarily trying to force the process in a way that, if you think of a child trying to jump into a pool, they're really afraid to jump. And most of them will just shy away from the water. Other people, it's like, all right, dive in full blown. Somebody will throw you into the deep end and that'll just cause like lifelong trauma for you. The way to do it is to move up to that edge of that comfort zone. Put your toes in the water and slowly get yourself into the water. By you surrendering yourself and faith, it doesn't mean you have to quit your job and throw everything away because you're going to commit your life to Jesus. Do what feels like it's brushing up against your edge to where you realize that you can handle it, but you also know that you're stepping into some grand new adventure that you feel like is fully calling you, fully inviting you in, and that it will stretch you, but you know that you are coming into far greater hands than you could have ever imagined.
In years past, we've had a man, Matthew Kelly, on a couple times out of Cincinnati. The two of you could be brothers. He says a lot of things. Listen to this. We always ask God for tweaking our family, our friends, our enemies, our circumstances, etc. God isn't in the business of tweaking. He's in the business of transforming our lives.
That reminds me of this story. Way back in the day, there were these soldiers that made armor out of Damascus steel. And this Damascus steel was different than any other type of armor out there. It had to be refined through the fire so many times. But out on the other end, the finished product was this indestructible armor that warriors could go into battle fearless. So many people are operating out of normal armor where you can just tweak it very lightly, but it's really not indestructible. And when you go into battle, it leaves many holes inside of you. But if you are willing to go through that transformation, be refined through the fire over and over and over, on the other side, you will be indestructible and have that unshakable armor.
Another phenomenal guest has been Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. He's reached 2.8 billion, with a B, people. He's your generation's Billy Graham. First time I had him, he was 23. He says, Jack, if you put a G and an O in front of disable, you get God is able. Friends, he was born with no limbs. They calls himself the limbless evangelist. One more thought. Man sees the outside of a person, but God sees the inside of the person.
Absolutely. So many times in our day-to-day lives, we form perspectives and judgments based on what we see. Researchers say that most of interaction, relationships, communication is nonverbal or unvisual. So why limit ourselves to what we see, what we hear, and, you know, our fine, subtle senses, or I should say our gross senses, whereas there's so much that we don't realize that's going on underneath the surface. And that's what God essentially comes out through, is he coming through the heart, coming through the soul, coming through that energy and inspiration inside of us that we can't pick up with our everyday intellect. So why do we limit ourselves to that and form these judgments and perspectives, whereas if we connect on a deeper level and allow God to bring out that genius and potential inside of us, you know, that's so much greater than anything we can imagine on ourselves.
As our time winds down together, Kyle, can you lead us in a closing prayer?
I'd love to. Once again, wherever you are, just tune into your heart and start to feel it open and allow these words to reverberate through you. And God, just thank you so much for this day and for this time that Jack took to interview me so that I could share some of my stories and share some of my inspiration with all of the audience and listeners. And my fervent prayer is that these words go and reverberate throughout their entire beings and not just fill up headspace, but enable that faith to lead them into inspired action so they can not only become the person that they were meant to be, but do it in a way that serves and inspires the greater whole around them. So as we close this down, just once again, thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for this environment and this energy. And I wish all well. Amen.
And Heavenly Father, thank you for Kyle Bunnell and his ministry. Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spawn. Believe in yourself.